You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Everyone has heard of the Bird of the Year. However, voting for the inaugural Bug of the Year competition opened this week. New Zealand is home to over 20,000 species of insects and spiders, and they make up an important part of our ecosystem. The Entomological Society hopes this competition will create a new appreciation for our native insects. I spoke to Christchurch Museum entomologist Morgan Marian about the competition and the importance of bugs to our ecosystem. Where did the idea for the competition come from?
We've been kind of jockeying with the idea for a few years within the society, and obviously we've been very much aware of Bird of the Year, and even overseas they've got Bug of the Year competitions in Germany, for example. So the idea has been there for a long time and we've always wanted to do it. And then just, I think, finally this year we decided to take the plunge, make a committee, a subcommittee, and go for it.
What are some of the most interesting bugs in the competition?
All of them are super interesting. I think we definitely went for a list that showcased the diversity that we have in Aotearoa, but also some really charismatic critters. And we try to represent a lot of different insect orders, as well as there's a spider in there as well. So we are being inclusive of other invertebrates. They're all amazing.
Do you yourself have a favourite?
Of course, my favourites are the stick insects, which is what I've worked on for most of my career.
How many native bugs and spiders are there in New Zealand?
We've got around 20,000 different species in New Zealand of insects and spiders. About 90% of those are native to New Zealand, so only found here. And that's only scratching the surface. We're still discovering and describing new species every year.
How important are they to our ecosystem?
They're incredibly important to our ecosystem. They do a lot of different ecosystem services. Most people know about pollination, but there's also decomposition. They are food for a lot of other animals, including birds, which is what everyone loves. So they are incredibly important, and without them, our world would look really different.
What would New Zealand look like if they suddenly all went away?
I think it would quite likely collapse. Things would kind of pile up in terms of debris and things like that. There would just be a lot of other animals that would go extinct because they just suddenly would have no food source. So there was just a lot of negative impacts. Our food and agricultural sectors would be very deeply impacted as well. So it would be quite bad.
What kind of work do they do in our ecosystem?
So they do pollination, they do decomposition, they help with soil health within the forest, they help manage other pest species, they are also food for other animals, including birds, they help with pollination, and not just pollination of crops, but just a lot of other plants in our forest, incredibly important. Untold services.
Are any of them under threat?
There's a couple that are under threat, but sadly, there's a lot of them that we just lack information about. We know they can be quite rare or quite localized, but we just need to know more information about them, and that needs to be done through more research, and sadly, that needs more funding. So we're hoping that with this competition that we can raise the profile of our bugs and the awareness of them, and then hopefully the public can learn about them and care for them, and then that can translate into some money, maybe.
That was my next question. A lot of Kiwis either don't like bugs or take them for granted. What do you hope people will learn or gain from this competition?
I will hope that they'll learn that there's a lot more out there in their garden than what they already know about. I mean, we all know about the birds because they tend to be quite big, loud and flashy. But our critters are sadly very much unknown or unloved. The ones that people encounter in their homes are usually ones that are not native to New Zealand that tend to come in. They tend to be coming in because they just, you know, they interact with humans. But there's a lot more out there in our gardens and our forests and every habitat. There's bugs. And so I would hope that people kind of learn about them and learn to care for them, and that if they do encounter them, to just appreciate them, maybe take pictures of them and share them with their friends. And to help fight that taboo that they are, you know, I don't want to use those words, but gross or creepy.
Are any bugs particularly creepy, or like, are any dangerous, would you say?
Not in New Zealand, certainly not. You know, we do have some spiders that people might be aware of, like the katipo spiders, but even then, their venom is not really strong enough to be of any harm for humans. The main worry with spider bites is that they can get infected, but that's, you know, about hygiene and cleaning the wound. So in New Zealand, we don't really have any insects that are any danger to us. Yeah, they're all just really, really nice and really amazing and wonderful.
So we're not in an Australia-type scenario where these bugs will kill you?
Absolutely not. And that's actually a worry for entomologists that train in New Zealand, is that we're so used that when we go outside into the bush, we kind of just like to search with our hands and handle stuff. And then you go overseas to other countries where they may have dangerous plants or animals. And we need to relearn those habits. This is a long campaign, and the winner will be announced on the 14th of February on Valentine's Day, and that we hope that gives people the opportunity to really announce their love for bugs and to learn over this long campaign how cool and wonderful they are. And obviously this year we only have 24 nominees. We just had to narrow it down from the thousands of species that we have. But if this is successful, people can then present their own nominees for next year, and hopefully that makes the cut.
That was Christchurch Museum entomologist Morgan Marianne talking about the inaugural Bug of the Year competition.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.